Hey there, and welcome to this deep dive. We've been getting a lot of questions about the whole entrepreneurial mindset thing.
Right.
And I think we've got some really interesting stuff to unpack today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got a bunch of sources for this deep dive.
Okay.
We've got a course outline from a university entrepreneurship course.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually called Building an Entrepreneurial Mindset.
Okay.
And we've got a YouTube video that's an intro to another course.
Okay.
It's called Entrepreneurial Career in Life Design.
Mm.
And get this, it's by the same professor.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to get a really good, look at how he teaches this.
Yeah.
We've even got a little bio on him.
Interesting.
And then we've got some snippets from the online learning system.
Okay.
For the Building an Entrepreneurial Mindset course.
Mm.
So you ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
Okay. So one of the things that really struck me right off the bat.
Yeah.
Is that this professor is not like sugarcoating anything.
Right.
He basically says the world of work has changed.
Yeah.
And the way we think about our careers has to change with it.
Right.
He points out like how much more chaotic and uncertain everything is now.
Absolutely.
And he really emphasizes that like traditional career planning.
Right.
It doesn't really cut it anymore.
Okay.
You know, we used to think about climbing the corporate ladder and having a clear path and all that, but things are just way too unpredictable now.
Absolutely.
Like, he even throws out this stat that the average person under 35 is switching jobs every 1 to 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And that they could have over 20 jobs in their lifetime.
That's a lot.
It's huge, right?
Yeah.
And he's saying this is because of, you know, things like global competition, outsourcing, and the rise of the gig economy, all these factors that are just kind of shaking things up.
So he's saying that, like, the whole idea of a stable, linear career path
is kind of
outdated.
It's over.
Right.
Yeah. And he even mentions that over 80% of people don't even know what their goals are.
Okay. So it's not just that the path is unclear. It's like we don't even know where we're trying to go.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
So what does he propose we do about it?
I'm curious to know.
Well, he says we need to develop what he calls head, hand, and heart skills.
Head, hand, and heart.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What does he mean by that?
Well, it's basically his solution for navigating this new chaotic world.
Interesting.
So let's break it down.
Okay.
The head is all about knowledge and learning agility.
Okay.
Not just memorizing facts, but being able to quickly grasp new information.
Right.
Spot patterns and make decisions when things are uncertain.
Okay. So like critical thinking, problem solving, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And then hand refers to those, you know, practical skills like networking, selling, being adaptable.
So actually putting knowledge into action.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then heart is all about like your attitude.
Okay.
Things like internal locus of control, grit, resilience.
So believing in yourself, perseverance, bouncing back from setbacks.
Exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So he's saying that, like, to really thrive in this changing world, we need a combination of, you know, knowledge, practical skills, and the right mindset.
That's a really interesting framework.
Yeah, it really is.
I like it.
And he even compares developing this mindset to, like, learning to play guitar.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can read all the books about it,
but
you'll never actually learn unless you pick up the guitar and start strumming.
Yeah.
And he even talks about this concept called effectual doing.
Effectual doing. What's that?
You don't always need a perfect plan.
Right.
You just need to start taking action and figure things out as you go.
Oh, I see. So it's more about being resourceful and adaptable than having everything perfectly mapped out in advance.
And he even says that having a job isn't enough anymore.
Oh, interesting.
Over 70% of employees are actively disengaged at work.
Mm.
So it's not just about finding a paycheck.
Right.
It's about finding work that's meaningful and engaging.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which totally connects back to, you know, adapting to this changing job market.
Right.
It's not enough to just have a job. You need to have the skills.
Yeah.
And the mindset.
Yeah.
To thrive in a world where the rules are constantly changing.
Absolutely.
And he actually breaks down the entrepreneurial world into four domains.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So you've got traditional entrepreneurship.
Right.
That's like, you know, starting your own business.
Yeah. The classic entrepreneur.
Then there's intrapreneurship.
Intrapreneurship.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that term before.
It's like innovating within an existing company.
Oh, I see. So being entrepreneurial within a larger organization.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then, of course, there's social entrepreneurship. Right. Right. Using business skills to make a positive impact.
Okay.
And then there's this really fascinating one.
Yeah.
Personal empowerment.
Personal empowerment.
Yeah.
That sounds almost like something you'd see on a self-help podcast.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But it actually ties in really well with this whole idea of the entrepreneurial mindset being applicable to more than just business.
Right, right.
So he describes personal empowerment as designing a fulfilling career and life by building what he calls your character, human capital, social capital, and financial capital.
Hmm. So it's like applying entrepreneurial principles to your whole life.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's not just about your career.
Right.
It's about taking control of your own destiny.
Yeah.
And building a life that aligns with your values.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. It's a really holistic approach.
And it makes me think about that analogy of learning guitar again.
Okay.
You know, you need to develop calluses on your fingers to really play well.
Yeah.
It might be uncomfortable at first.
Right.
But it makes you tougher and more capable in the long run.
Right. So it's about embracing the challenges and building resilience.
Exactly.
I like that.
And he doesn't just talk about this stuff in theory either.
Oh, good.
In the course outline, he has assignments where students have to attend networking events.
Okay.
Practice their elevator pitch.
Right.
Write a cover letter and resume that highlights their unique value proposition.
So it's really about taking action.
Yes.
And putting these skills into practice.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he really emphasizes the importance of human and social capital,
right,
encouraging students to build their networks and gain real-world experience.
So he's not just teaching them concepts.
Right.
He's creating opportunities for them to actually apply what they're learning.
Exactly.
Okay. That's great.
And he even mentions this TED Points system.
TED Points?
Yeah.
What's that?
So it seems like it's a way to reward students for getting involved in extracurricular activities and building those connections.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's like he's created this whole ecosystem to support students in developing this entrepreneurial mindset.
That's impressive.
But let's dive a bit deeper into those you know, head, hand, and heart skills.
Yeah.
And how they actually play out in the different domains of entrepreneurship he outlined.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about that.
So let's start with the head.
Okay.
That entrepreneurial knowledge and learning agility. How does that manifest differently in each of the four domains?
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so with traditional entrepreneurship, you know, starting your own business.
Right.
The head skills are really all about like market research, understanding customer needs.
Okay.
And maybe even learning some stuff about like, you know,
yeah,
financial modeling or marketing strategies.
Okay.
You need to be able to learn quickly and adapt your approach as you gather new information.
Right. It's like being a sponge for information, but also being discerning.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much information out there, especially in the business world.
Right.
You need to be able to like sift through it all and figure out what's actually relevant to your venture.
And then with entrepreneurship.
Okay.
It seems like the head skills would be more focused on understanding the internal workings of your company.
Right.
Like identifying areas for improvement.
Yeah.
And maybe even learning about things like, you know, project management or change management.
Yes. And it's also about understanding the company culture.
Oh, yeah.
And how to navigate those internal politics.
Right.
You might have a great idea.
Yeah.
But if you can't communicate it effectively and get buy-in from the key people.
Right.
It's going to go nowhere.
Exactly. So what about social entrepreneurship?
Okay.
What kind of knowledge and learning is important there?
So in social entrepreneurship, it's often about understanding that social issue you're trying to address.
Okay.
Researching the problem, identifying potential solutions, and maybe even learning about things like advocacy or fundraising.
So it's not just about business skills.
Right.
It's about combining those skills with a deeper understanding of the social context.
Exactly. And you need to be able to measure your impact and demonstrate the value of your work.
Yeah.
Which might require learning about things like, you know, data analysis or social impact assessment.
Right. Okay. And then there's personal empowerment.
Right.
What role does like the head play in that domain?
So personal empowerment is all about self-awareness and continuous learning.
Yeah.
Understanding your strengths and weaknesses, identifying your values and goals,
mm-hmm.
and then seeking out the knowledge and resources you need to achieve them.
So it could involve things like
right.
learning about personal finance, taking courses to develop new skills,
right.
even just reading books and articles on topics that you're interested in.
Absolutely.
It's about being proactive and taking ownership of your own growth and development.
Exactly. Okay, so we talked about head.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to hand.
Okay.
Those practical skills,
mm-hmm.
how do those differ across the four domains?
Well, in traditional entrepreneurship, you know,
yeah.
hand skills might involve things like
okay.
building a website, developing a product prototype,
uh-huh.
even just making sales calls and pitching to investors.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
about getting your hands dirty and actually building something.
Right, and being scrappy and resourceful.
Yeah.
Early stage entrepreneurs often have limited resources,
yeah.
so they need to be able to wear many hats.
All right.
And do whatever it takes to get the business off the ground.
Totally, totally. So with entrepreneurship.
Okay.
It seems like those hand skills might be more about things like project management, leading a team,
right.
effectively communicating your ideas to colleagues.
Absolutely.
It's less about building something tangible
right.
and more about influencing people and processes
yeah.
within an existing organization.
Yes. And it's also about being able to navigate bureaucracy.
Oh, yeah.
And find creative ways to get things done within the constraints of the company.
Right, right. Okay, what about social entrepreneurship?
Okay.
What kind of hand skills are essential there?
Similar to traditional entrepreneurship,
okay.
social entrepreneurs need strong execution skills.
Mm-hmm.
But the focus is often on building partnerships,
yeah.
mobilizing communities, and advocating for change.
So it's less about selling a product
right.
and more about rallying people around a cause.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it often involves working with diverse stakeholders.
Yeah.
From government agencies to grassroots organizations.
Right.
Which requires strong interpersonal and collaboration skills.
Okay. That makes sense. And then how do those hand skills translate to personal empowerment?
In the context of personal empowerment,
yeah.
hand skills are all about putting your knowledge and self-awareness into action.
Okay.
Setting goals, creating a plan,
mm-hmm.
and then taking concrete steps to achieve those goals.
So it could be things like updating your resume.
Right.
Reaching out to people in your network.
Okay.
Even just setting aside time each day to work on a personal project.
Exactly.
It's about translating intention into action.
Exactly. Okay, so we've covered head and hand.
Right.
Now, finally, let's explore the heart. Those all-important attitudes and mindsets,
mm-hmm.
how do they play out in the different entrepreneurial domains?
Okay, so in traditional entrepreneurship, I think heart is absolutely essential.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to face rejection, mm-hmm. setbacks, long hours.
Yeah.
You need that unshakable belief in yourself
right.
and your idea
mm-hmm.
to keep going when things get tough.
Resilience is key.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs need to be able to bounce back from failures, learn from their mistakes,
right.
and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
And you need the mental fortitude to handle those ups and downs.
Totally. And it's not just about grit.
Right.
It's also about passion.
Yes.
You need to be genuinely excited
yes.
about what you're building.
Absolutely.
To stay motivated
yeah.
and inspire others to join your mission.
Absolutely. That passion is contagious.
Yeah.
And it can make all the difference when you're trying to build a team, attract investors,
right.
or win over customers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So with entrepreneurship,
okay.
the heart might look a bit different.
Yeah.
It seems like it would require a certain level of diplomacy and patience
mm-hmm.
to navigate those internal politics
uh-huh.
and push for change within a larger organization.
You need that internal locus of control,
uh-huh.
believing you can make a difference even if you're not the CEO.
Right.
It's about being persistent,
yeah.
building consensus.
Mm-hmm.
And finding creative ways to influence decision makers.
And probably a healthy dose of optimism too, right?
Oh, definitely.
It can be easy to get discouraged when you're facing resistance to your ideas.
You need to believe that change is possible.
Yeah.
And that your efforts can make a difference even if the results aren't immediate.
Okay, so how about social entrepreneurship?
Okay.
What does the heart look like in that domain?
I imagine it takes a lot of empathy and compassion.
Yeah.
To be a successful social entrepreneur,
right.
you need to be deeply connected to the problem you're trying to solve
mm-hmm.
and have a genuine desire to make a positive impact on the world.
And it often involves working with people who are facing some really difficult challenges.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to approach those situations with sensitivity and understanding.
Absolutely.
And it also seems like it takes a lot of patience and perseverance.
For sure.
You know, social change doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
So you need to be committed for the long haul.
Social entrepreneurs need to be comfortable with ambiguity.
Yeah.
Be willing to experiment and adapt their approach as they learn more about the complex social issues they're tackling.
Right. Okay. So, Lily One, personal empowerment.
Okay.
How does heart manifest in that domain?
I think personal empowerment is all about having a growth mindset.
Okay.
And believing in your ability to create the life you want.
It's about taking ownership.
Yes.
Of your own happiness and fulfillment.
Absolutely.
And not waiting for someone else to hand it to you.
Exactly.
And it requires a certain level of self-compassion, too.
Oh, absolutely.
It's okay to make mistakes and have setbacks along the way.
Right.
The important thing is to learn from those experiences and keep moving forward.
And that's where resilience comes back into play.
Yes.
It's about being able to pick yourself up when you fall down.
Mm-hmm.
And keep striving towards your goals, even when things get tough.
So we've really explored how these head, hand, and heart skills are essential for navigating this changing world of work and life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious what you personally find most intriguing
about
this idea of the entrepreneurial mindset.
I think what fascinates me the most is how this mindset can empower individuals to take control of their own destinies.
Yeah.
It's not about waiting for permission or following a prescribed path.
Right.
It's about being proactive, resourceful, and creating your own opportunities.
That's a really powerful message.
Yeah.
And it seems like this concept of personal empowerment is particularly relevant in today's world.
Yeah, yeah.
Where traditional structures are breaking down.
Right.
And individuals have more freedom and responsibility
absolutely
than ever before.
The entrepreneurial mindset equips you with the tools and attitudes to thrive in this new landscape.
Right.
Whether you're starting a business, leading change within an organization,
mm-hmm.
or simply designing a more fulfilling life for yourself.
Okay, that's inspiring.
Yeah.
I'm also curious about this professor's background.
Okay.
And how his own entrepreneurial journey might have shaped his teaching philosophy.
Let's delve into that.
Okay, so his bio is pretty impressive. He's not just an academic.
Right.
He's also an angel investor and a technology commercialization expert.
Okay.
He's founded or led over 15 organizations.
Wow.
Including one that was ranked as the world's number one university-based incubator.
That's remarkable. So he's not just teaching entrepreneurship from a textbook.
Right.
He's lived it.
Yeah, he's been in the trenches.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if any of his, like, ventures or experiences stand out to you as particularly relevant to, you know, what we've been talking about.
Well, one thing that caught my eye was his work with the incubator.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like he's really passionate about fostering, like, the next generation of entrepreneurs, providing them with resources, mentorship, and a supportive community.
That totally aligns with the ecosystem he's built at the university.
Yeah.
You know, he's not just teaching concepts.
Right.
He's creating an environment where students can actually practice
mm-hmm.
those head, hand, and heart skills and build those real-world connections.
It's like he's taken this whole concept of the entrepreneurial mindset beyond the classroom and into, like, a living, breathing community.
And it's not just about starting businesses either.
Right.
He also emphasizes the importance of using those skills for, you know, social good and personal growth.
Yeah. He asks a really thought-provoking question in one of the course excerpts.
Okay.
He says, how can I be a better human being?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I use entrepreneurial tools to develop my character and my habits?
Right.
And the things that are inside of my control?
That's a really good question.
It really resonated with me.
It's a good reminder that this mindset isn't just about, like, external achievements.
Right.
It's also about inner transformation.
Absolutely.
And becoming the best version of yourself.
Yeah. It seems like his own journey has been just as much about personal growth as it has been about business success.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the entrepreneurial mindset, I think it's worth reflecting on that question that he posed.
Right.
How can I be a better human being?
Yeah.
How do you think that ties into what we've been talking about today?
I think it speaks to the heart of the entrepreneurial mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about skills and strategies.
Yeah.
Like, it's about developing character, resilience, and a sense of purpose.
Right.
It's about using your talents and resources to make a positive impact, both in your own life and in the world around you.
It's almost like a call to action, isn't it?
I think so.
It's a challenge to not just learn about the entrepreneurial mindset,
right,
but to actually embody it.
Yeah, to live it.
So for you listening,
mm-hmm.
what resonated with you the most today?
Yeah.
Was it a specific skill?
Yeah.
A particular domain of entrepreneurship?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that call to be a better human being?
Whatever stood out to you, remember this.
Yeah.
The entrepreneurial mindset is a powerful tool.
Yes.
For navigating uncertainty, creating value, and living a more fulfilling life.
And remember, you don't have to have it all figured out to get started.
Right.
Just take that first step. Be curious.
Mm-hmm.
And embrace the journey.
It's about being proactive, resourceful, and never giving up on your dreams.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the entrepreneurial mindset. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.